Hey everybody, this is Stelly FT.
And this is Heaton Cha.
And in today's episode, we want to talk about how to get to 1 million in revenue with your business today.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh shit, we got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah, we don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
The reason why I wanted to talk about this today is twofold. One million is just still a magical number, a number that I think a lot of people aspire towards when it comes to their maybe personal finances, but especially when it comes to their business, kind of a big milestone. So I find that there's this incredible hunger out there for people to learn how to cross that milestone or how to accomplish that. But the other reason why I wanted to talk right now about this is that recently, I've heard this a few times before over the last few months, but it never really clicked until I heard it recently where a friend of mine and I were discussing the traction of a new SaaS company, and the company was sharing their revenue numbers, and they had basically surpassed the 1 million in ARR, annual recurring revenue, within 9 months or so. And I was like, that's actually pretty decent, pretty good. And then my friend said, yeah, but you know, it's easier than ever before to cross the 1 million ARR number. Companies do this faster and faster. So this isn't that impressive. And I agreed with him and we continued the conversation. And afterwards, I had a moment where I thought, how crazy is it that we're talking about reaching a million becoming easier and easier, and we're talking about it as a negative thing, right? As if it's like, 1 million is not that special anymore because everybody can do it, versus talking about it as from the perspective of, isn't it amazing that that you can start a company and reach a million much faster than you used to, and it's much easier, which means a lot more people around the world, especially the people that listen to this podcast that are not necessarily fully dedicated to doing the venture back thing, people that want to run their own company, self-funded, customer-funded, and build them and run them the way they want to, it should be incredibly encouraging that it's easier than ever before to reach a million, right? So either way you want to slice it, I wanted to talk to you about this today, and I'm dying to get your first response on what I just said.
Yep. So a million ARR, let's say it's and that's recurring revenue, right? So we're focused on, let's just focus on, keep it simple, focus on subscription businesses, because there's a lot of them in it. Those are easier than ever to start. Okay, so that's about right around 833 customers a month, or total customers at $100.
At $100, yes.
Right.
Right.
So then that's more like, 1,700 customers at $50 a month. That's more like 3,400 customers at $25 a month, right?
Yep.
So here's the thing. You're just trying to figure out, how many customers is it going to take me at the price point I currently have to get to that many customers? And that's it. And I think that the reason it's easier than ever, and how amazing that is, as you put it, is because there's way more propensity of people to use SaaS software products and pay a subscription fee than ever. There's also a lot more of them out there, which you could say is good or bad, depending on how you want, what perspective you want to take. But at the end of the day, what I see founders not doing that are struggling to get there is doing the math and then being honest with themselves about their ability to reach it. So if you want to get there in 12 months, you need to figure out how you're going to get there in 12 months in terms of number of customers at a certain price point. Because it's very unlikely that you're going to change your price point in those 12 months. You might change it, but you're probably not going to change it so drastically that it's not in some range. So then you're thinking, working backwards from there, you're thinking about, okay, if I want to keep it under 1,000 customers and get to that number, I need a product that people will pay $100 a month for. And I need to figure out how to drive enough value that people are willing to pay $100 a month, and create a product where people are willing to pay $100 a month. And I think, like I said, we think about product, we think about marketing, we think about sales, but we don't necessarily think about how do we get to a number like that based on number of customers. This is one of the reasons I like sales, because sales has a lot of tangibility around getting to a number like that and a lot of control over it, right? And sales is designed to get those customers. Like, that's the whole idea of that department, of that area. Same with growth in some ways, where you know, growth helps you get there, or if you don't have salespeople, what your lever is, right? Lots of optimizations and testing of marketing channels and things like that help you get there. So to me, Steli, like most things, like, let's make this a simple problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the sentiment of, hey, let's make it positive, but let's even take that out of it and just say, let's get to basics. Basics are number of customers at a certain price point to get to that million ARR. A million ARR is about $83,333 a month in recurring revenue. And then break it down from there.
Yeah. So I love that, right? I love this is actually not that complicated. As most things aren't in life and in business, it's like sometimes we as humans, we might overcomplicate things. So if you just break it down by a number of customers times the amount of money they have to pay us per month, this becomes very simple math. Let's actually go through this exercise really quickly and look at small, medium, and big. I'll start with big because that's going to be probably the easiest to break down. So if we say the market we're going after is very, very large companies. Hence, if we think about the first year, let's say that there's within a year, we want to reach the million in ARR. And we know we have very large customers. It's clear that if we do the math, it takes a lot of time to acquire a massive enterprise level customer, right? So in most cases, it might take 12 to 18 months. So if we know it'll take us probably a year, year and a half to acquire a customer, then it immediately points to, we need to be charging a ton of money in order to make this math work, right? If we want to reach a million in a year, then we might need just one enterprise customer at $80K a month, right? Or we might need, 10 enterprise level customers at $8K a month. But it makes no sense to try to go after large customers, enterprise level customers, and be making 500, 600, or 700 bucks a month with them. Because it takes so much time to acquire them. We need to be making a ton of money. Like it just makes them simpler in terms of the pricing and revenue you need to generate per customer. But then also in reverse, you need to ask yourself, what do I need to do if it takes me a year to get to a large customer to get there? So it kind of breaks down or simplifies the tactics, right? We're going to have to do a lot of cold outreach, a lot of networking. We're going to have to meet with people multiple times, have many calls, and really follow up and follow through and work on these like relationships for a really long period of time until they materialize to something like a paying customer. Does that make sense?
Yep, it does. I think that's a very legit way to think about enterprise and larger deals for sure.
So boom, now let's cut it to the mid-market, right? The place where, it's not going to, the SMB market is one where, hopefully it doesn't take you a year or 2 years to acquire one massive customer that pays you $80K a month. Those are customers that might be able to pay you, 400, 500, 600 a month, and you can acquire a lot more of them, but you can't quite acquire as many of them as if you were in the end consumer space where you could, conceivably acquire thousands or even tens of thousands a day, right? It's faster than enterprise.
That's right.
It's slower than professional. So what do we do there, right? Let's say that, okay, we're not going to be making $80K a month per customer in the most crass sense. We might be making 500 to $1K if we're in the kind of mid-market range. What does that open up in terms of like the tactics or the route to get there? Like what are the channels that are mostly available, mostly successfully used today to acquire these customers at that price point? All this assumes that we have product market fit and that we know who our customer is and that we deliver real value to them, right? We've covered these episodes of these topics before, but let's just assuming we have all of that, what kind of growth, sales, acquisition tactics or channels are most easily available for us in the mid-market to get to the number of customers we need at that price point?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think at that price point, you are doing outbound sales, right? You are cold outreach and things like that. Well, I think in the previous one with enterprise, you're probably focusing much more on relationships and things like that.
Right.
And in this one, you can go outbound with a cold email and get sort of these mid-market sort of companies, mainly because the ability to do that today is easy, and the buying cycle is, a few months at most, usually sometimes as quick as like 30 days, right? So it's cold outreach. It's trials, like a product that has a trial, and a price point that's like, roughly like $500 a month, right?
Yeah, at $500, you need to acquire 160 customers, roughly, right?
There you go.
So if it's $1,000, it's 80 customers or 80-ish. let's say it's $500, that's 160 customers. To acquire those still will need, as you said, significant effort. So it's still going to be outbound, but it's not going to be as much lunch, dinner, events, playing golf together. It's not going to be as massive pilots. It's going to be a shortened version of an enterprise deal, right? You're still going to have to do outreach to find these customers. It's still going to take a lot of follow-up and follow-through and some real investment to acquire them. But hopefully the cycle there is more in the 3 to 6 months than in the 12 to 18 months, right, to make the math work for you. So the final step, let's break this down to kind of the small part of the SMB, right, the small businesses of the professional market. Let's say now we're at the point where we're making, $50 or $100. Maybe it's just $25 to $50. So we're not talking about, $1,700 to, let's say around the 2,000 customers that we need, around $50 to $80 a customer or something along those lines. What are the general channels that we're going after? Because now we need to acquire customers really fast, right? Because we're making fairly little money per customer per month. So we can only spend very little money per month to acquire a customer.
That's right. So generally there, your ability to drive traffic, your ability to have a product that spreads itself, high word of mouth, SEO sometimes, if you have chops on that, you can get results pretty quickly. So it's really a traffic game more than anything else. Of getting traffic to a website is kind of the number one way. The number two way would be you could still go outbound. You just have to be very efficient about it, and your sales cycle better be really quick and not require a lot of touch. So that's usually what you do kind of on the low-end SMB. There have been companies that have been successful doing outbound with SMB more recently because of all the technology and stuff available. But at the end of the day, my take is like the best ways to do that are products that grow themselves and marketing channels, referral programs, things like that, that really help you get that number in the 800, whatever range.
Beautiful. All right. We're going to wrap this episode up. We want to keep these episodes super tight and super technical. But one thing that I want to end the episode with on is that if you're listening to this and you have a business that is generating revenue, but it's,